Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm sorry, Pepe.
Blitz, what the fuck? You're second in charge around here. You're supposed to lead by example, and you're out here fucking grab-assing around with the bitch.
No, she's fucking dripping water all over me. I had to clean up.
I accidentally spilled water all over him.
That's a sign.
You're such a problem.
Me?
No.
Talking to this one girl.
Oh, no. Now you're going to try to freak me out, aren't you?
Blitz... No, I'm not trying to freak you out, my little pumpkin. Although I will tell you this. I don't think I should be saying this. I do not think I should be saying this, but I'm going to say it because it kind of made me mad. Making sure we're on all. Blitz.
I'm streaming out.
Here comes the technicalities, Blummy, because you know why? Blitz was out fiddle fucking around.
We're cleaning up on his mess. I mean,
what now, Blitz?
No, nothing. We're good. We're live.
No, we're not. No,
yes, we are.
No,
yeah, it's on your computer. Your computer's a problem.
Blitz.
You gotta refresh.
I am refreshing. I'm refreshing.
Is it because you have 1,000 tabs open?
No, on it's because you guys were fiddle fucking around.
It's because it's all the bad links she sent you.
We're on Facebook, Bubba.
We're on
YouTube too.
Facebook's my favorite.
Remember, Blitz, I don't have the two screens now.
Hold on here.
Yeah, you broke your computer.
Yeah, I did.
Everybody, just shut up. I'm really mad.
You puked on it.
Mad at me?
No, I'm not mad at you. I'm disappointed in you.
That's worse.
You're fucking career lazy.
Oh.
Oh, no.
That's the way to real fuck with your head
there. Wait, so is that what you're going to tell me?
No, I'm just trying to get onto the Bubba the Love Sponge show Facebook live feed Jones. Hold on. Here we go. There we are.
Oh, no.
That's the way to real fuck with your head
Yeah. Wait, so is that what you're going to tell me?
Oh,
no,
shit.
Vortex.
I'm just trying to get onto the Bubba the Love Sponge show Facebook live feed Jones. Hold on. Here we go. There we are.
Oh, no.
That's the way to real fuck with your head
Yeah. Wait, so is that what you're going to tell me?
Oh, no.
Shit. Vortex.
I'm just trying to get onto the Bubba the Love Sponge live feed show Facebook.
Hold on.
Live feed Jones.
Here we go. There we are.
Hold on. Here we go.
There we are.
That's the way to real fuck with your head.
Wait, so is that what you're going to tell me? Yeah. Wait, so is that what you're going to tell me? It's almost over.
It's almost over.
Make it stop.
Almost over. Almost over. There we go. Settle down.
Make it stop.
Almost over. Almost over. There we go. Settle down.
Make it stop.
Kayfabe McGillicuddy, $9.99 on the Bitchin' One.
Otto, when I say that, does that freak you out?
Yeah. It also freaked me out when you were telling me all the stuff about Kevin yesterday and how
you had a side
conversation.
Hold on. Can I so rudely interrupt?
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
And
me too.
And he canceled.
I know he did. Because he had work.
Well, that or he didn't want the adversarial feeling of walking in after I done fucking teed the shit up.
Told the truth.
You did his dirty work for him.
Mm-hmm.
I was definitely concerned.
As you should be.
Yeah.
When are you going to tour his facility?
I have already.
No.
But it was a while ago.
You toured it on the surface, but you didn't get into the bowels. Oh, I like how you go up and down on that water bottle.
I just like the
That's
way.
That's just subconsciously, you know, you're out with Blitz. Now you're
jerking. Squirting
now,
on me.
Now you're jerking
I
off in a water
him.
Bottle.
I jizzed all over him.
Do you like to jerk guys off?
What?
What? Is that bad
I
to
mean,
say?
I don't like say hello and then start jerking them off.
I know, but like,
if
can
I'm like with a guy and we're like holding hands?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll jerk them off.
Hold on. Yes, exactly. If you're with a guy, if you're with a guy and you're holding hands, and I think your answer was, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Say it.
Of course I'll jerk them off.
Mm-hmm.
Here, give me your little peen-peen.
Okay, that's a deal breaker.
Here, give me
your
little peen-peen.
You say shit like that, it's going to be little.
Yeah.
See, guys like a jerk off.
Fuck yes.
I mean, guys really sometimes will enjoy just a nice slow jerk.
Come here, give me your pee.
Bubba Light, $9.99.
Oh, Nick, God bless his little soul. It's been a while.
But on, he can't talk
Hall
like
of Famer, fucking Hall Lummy.
Number one.
After the 15th of January, you're going to have to address certain people as Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer? Hall of Fame with D. Bubba Light.
So, like, if it was Todd McCabe or Cable Dog, you'd say what?
Hall of Famer, Cable Dog, 6'6".
Yep. There you go.
And a bitch ain't one.
But, Anna, sometimes a really...
Oh, I got to say Hall of Famer, business, shiz, niz, and diz, and whiz, and his?
You're going to have to say Hall of Famer, zero, biz, niz, whiz, you know, yeah. Hall of Famer, airtight ski pole, Joe for the motherfuckers.
Yeah, put some respect on that.
But, Anna, sometimes a guy would, like, just really enjoy. I'm just giving you some, like...
I
you
know.
Don't, you
I
don't
know
have
that
a,
they like that.
You don't have a brother.
What the fuck?
No, hold on. You don't have a brother. You don't have...
I don't have a brother I've ever jerked off. This is correct.
But you don't have any guy friends that can talk real shit to you.
What are you talking about? That's like, all I have.
Will Koontz doesn't say... Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Will Koontz is one of your best friends, right?
Yeah.
And I respect that.
Yeah, probably my top three best friends.
Okay, great. And I respect that.
Yeah.
But has Will Koontz ever said, Anna?
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes guys like just to get jerked the fuck off.
No, he's never said that.
Okay, so you don't have a friend like me that can just kind of tell you.
You don't have a friend like Bubba.
Yeah.
What I'm just saying is, okay.
But I know that guys like getting jerked off.
I'm just fucking telling you.
Obviously, all they do is want to touch their pee-pee. They like when other people touch their pee-pee, too. Pee-pee,
no, geez. But did you see how Blitz popped on the deal when I go, hey. Sometimes guys like getting, you're like, oh, like,
yeah. They're constantly jerking themselves off. Yeah. They'd like someone else to do it for once.
Exactly.
I get it. I like No Hands Jones, too. I'm tired of touching myself.
You don't like a guy jerking you off, do you?
Huh?
You like a guy jerking you off?
I mean, if that's what we're going to call it, yeah.
Well, then how else would you say it?
I don't know. Touch me.
Oh, my God.
Lummy's going to throw up again.
I'm so sorry.
We need to help this out. Let me
see.
We can't have this.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Let me. I mean, on a touch me.
Pee pee. I want pee pee.
Compensate me.
Yeah.
For my
services.
No, but like.
Yeah.
Like, guys. You know, guys like that.
Yeah, I know.
And you don't.
What?
You.
I don't mind doing that. No. I'd rather do that than a lot of other stuff, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, that's a walk in the park, ain't it?
Yeah.
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 But, like, you said you like to go hands-free, too, but I don't think you really do. And it's not the same. A guy down there, you know, flicking a bean ain't the same as
a
girl.
It's a good way to get the party started.
Yeah, but.
It's a good way to get the party started.
But here's the deal.
Yeah.
There's so many different ways girls flick their bean, but there's only really one way. Like, you can't fuck up a jerk off.
Oh, yes, you can.
Yeah,
you think
can.
You can?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Well,
I mean, I think you can. I don't.
But have you ever been like getting jerked and you're like, oh, no, that's you. Whoa, easy on that one. Or
yes.
I'm a little sensitive
yes.
on that.
Yes.
I'm kind of industrial strength. Like, I can take a lot down, like, you know.
Like, you take like really hard tugging, like struggling.
Yeah.
Like silly putty.
Yeah. Like, I've had a girl before that I'm like, squeeze it as hard as you possibly can and you can't hurt it.
Mm.
For some, like, I don't know if I got like a, you know, like a maybe and maybe like an industrial feeling cock.
Okay.
But like literally, I mean, like on it, I'm not asking you to feel my cock.
The Big Fildo, $62.62.
But like I've had in shape fitness girls like to have really good grip splits that go to the gym that can not squeeze, like squeeze it as absolutely hard as they can.
Doesn't that hurt? Doesn't hurt you?
Nope.
Do you like, think maybe a Janet and a drum?
I don't think I could
have, shit off.
I don't yeah. think I could have Iggy or Jimmy Cleavis squeeze it. But I've never met a woman.
Iggy just texted me and said he's really bummed because he's hoping to do that. That's actually why he's not coming to one on the other.
He wanted to super set my rod.
Yeah.
Super set.
I've never had a girl that's been able to squeeze it hard enough where I said stop. I don't like
now, it. Now, is this just kind of like you're showing off your strength, or does that make you feel good?
No, it's just, it always happens when you're in the jerk-off stage. Then, you know, I would say, now again, we're talking, I'm fairly a long time removed from this era.
What?
I'm not living in this era.
Off?
Well, no, like.
No, like a bodybuilder grabbing your dick.
Oh.
No, like.
Kung fu grip.
Having a roster, cricks. Like, you know, I'm just saying, I'm laying low nowadays a little bit.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I'm, yeah. So, but what I'm saying is like on a, through the years of being who I am and, you know, messing around and stuff, it always, Blitz, when you're with a girl, you always get jerked off. Like you always get a jerk off, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you have any type of relationship or friends with benefits or whatever your dynamic will be with a girl, you're going to get. A lot of
for
times,
sure.
Jerked off starts the whole party as a jerking.
A lot of times.
So, in my ins and outs of getting jerked, on it always comes up where I say, well, squeeze it as hard as you can. And they're like, oh, no. I go, no, really, fuck for real. Squeeze it as hard as you possibly can because I bet you can't hurt me.
But you also like your boys played with like pretty hard, right?
Not real hard, but like, you know, he can stretch Armstrong them a little bit.
Yeah, see, mine too sensitive for that.
Yeah,
man.
No ball play.
No.
I don't want to call it ball play, but you can stretch him out. You can stretch him out a little bit.
Yeah, what about bite him?
No.
No, I mean Bubba.
You can bite the skin, but you can't bite the ball. If that makes sense.
Why bother?
Well, no, I'm just saying, in my
Big Buck from Charleston, South Carolina, $10,000.
Damn, nice. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. That's 100 cash.
Big Buck.
Big Buck, South Carolina. So, but I'm saying, like,
yeah.
Through the years, I've been able to figure out that my tolerances Oh, fuck, I forgot my son listens to this show. He fucking works here.
Mm-hmm.
What's his tolerance?
Yeah, let's ask him.
Mummy.
That motherfucker's an adult. How do you like your balls tugged on, Tyler? Pot on the slate, Bubba. We got to eat.
It's potted up.
Hey, Tyler.
Push that button, fucker. How do you like your balls tugged on, Tyler?
Push that button, fucker. How do you like your balls tied on, Jesus? Tyler, I just want you to know that I'm not participating in this conversation as your father, okay?
Yeah, neither am I.
Okay, well, there you go.
Don't be a bitch.
There you go. No, Tyler, you stay a bitch and don't answer that question, okay? That's creepy.
Exactly.
You know what, Blitz? I'm going to have the fucking state of Florida take my kid away from
me. He's 19, man.
Well, Daddy, I like my balls.
Daddy. Hey, Daddy, I just got contacted by the state of Florida. You're not my daddy no more.
Dude, that is $20 cash.
David Hernandez with his mom's stolen credit card. Hey, Daddy, I just got some paperwork from at Aunt Tara's that says that you're not my daddy anymore. Dear Tyler Klemm, Bubba Klemm is no longer your daddy. Talking about your ball resiliency on his uncensored show is too much. You've now been officially assigned back to your mom.
At 19.
But I work for Daddy. That's the problem. Your dad talks a bunch of shit that's not meant for anybody. The shit that, you know, you wonder why I can't really have a successful relationship, because I just get fucking crazy on the air. Mm-hmm. And if you're a girl and you're listening, you're like, man, Bubba's kind of cool. What the fuck is that?
Exactly.
He did what?
Right.
He did what? He's into what? Mm-hmm. He fucking wants girls to grip his cock like it's a fucking 45-pound barbell?
No,
he's a fucking weirdo.
But it's
funny as fuck. Everybody like it. But the goddamn joke's on me.
When they're gripping your cock with like 7,000 PSI, do they fucking move it around, or are they just fucking gripping it?
No, they just grip it.
With the GI, with kung fu grip?
Just grip.
Do they ever try to do like a two-handed grip?
Yeah. No. I've had them put two on it.
Do they rip your,
At least I got the real estate to put two on. Barely. Yeah, just nice. Barely. The head's barely poking out on two.
That's why I like midgets.
I don't know that we should be saying that necessarily. I do like to date girls with smaller hands.
Of course.
Makes my cock look bigger.
Right.
I don't know how you got pretty big hands, don't you? Man, yeah. I bet you my cock would look small as hell in Lummy's big mitts. Jesus, Lummy.
Lummy's offered before.
No, that's weird.
Oh, yes, it's weird.
That's weird, the things we're talking about. But I just got to let everybody know, I mean, this is for comedic effect. We're just on here trying to have fun. What other host is going to get on here and talk about, you know, girls ripping it, you know, fucking barbell in their dick? Nobody. Everybody's afraid. Everybody's afraid to talk about getting your dick barbelled because you're afraid that somebody that may judge you or like you or be acquaintance of you or doing business with you or is your mom or your dad, they might be listening to your program. Now my mom knows I like my dick gripped hard. Poor little thing.
And you know that she's been fisted.
Have you talked to your mom?
Oh,
no, she won't return my phone call.
Whoa.
Me and my sister are super cool.
Yeah, you said you made up with your sister.
Yeah, we're cool.
Like 100%?
Yeah. She's like, I love you, family. I'm like, phew.
I don't have man hands.
But what's that? You got man hands?
Someone said I have man hands.
Put your hands up to the camera. Let me see. I hope this is not sexual harassment. Your Honor, I just looked at her hands. That's it.
Oh, they're nice. They're good size.
Let me see. The camera's about 6 minutes behind. So come on. Oh yeah, have you ever thought about maybe doing some nails?
I bite them off.
Do you chew your nails?
It's seriously such a bad habit. But
Anna, can you show us the nails? Are they chewed?
There aren't any.
Anna, are they chewed?
They're chewed up.
Anna, nothing sexier for a man. Can I give you some more sister guy advice?
Fuck is that?
I gave you.
It's the 21st century.
Anna, I opened up by saying you don't have a brother, sir. You don't have a guy that can really guy talk you.
I guess not. I thought I did.
No, really. Like, you don't have a guy. Thank you, Candace. Candace, I got the trophies handled, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Except for Street Stock and V8. If you just get me Street Stock and V8,
why'd you job those guys out?
Because it's not as big of a race for those guys.
Okay. Yeah.
The streets, the open wheel modified's 2,000 to win. That's the PJ Wiggins Memorial.
Oh, yeah.
And the 602s, I think it's 1,250 to win. and that's going to be the Elwood Bush Memorial. You know, I got the sweetest text from Elwood's widow Saturday, and she's going to meet me up there, I think, Saturday.
At the track?
Oh, but I'm not going to be up there Saturday.
This, yeah.
We were going
to screw it. You told her to meet you up there, and you're not even going to be there.
I'll give her a different time. But she wants to spread Elwood's ashes on the track.
Oh.
And I asked her if she wanted to do it the night of the Elwood Bush Memorial, September 25th. But she said that, like, you know, she couldn't do it in front of people because she'll lose her shit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I told her that I would, you know, that I would meet her up there anytime after work and we could do like a little thingy kind of deal.
Oh.
Yeah.
How's she doing?
She's doing not good. She just misses her guy. Like, you know, they were high school sweethearts.
Damn.
They were high school sweethearts and married.
How old was Elwood again? 40?
Elwood was 40, I think 42.
I think it was like
no
46.
Way.
44. I think he was 44.
44, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
44. Oh, look at, there's Heather Wiz on Facebook. And Lummi, you would address her as such.
Hall of Famer, Heather Wizzy.
There you go. How about that? Pretty fucking important. Iggy's in there, too.
Hall of Famer, Iggy McGillicuddy.
Hall of Famer, Iggy McGillicuddy. How about Bubba Light?
Hall of Famer, the Bubba Light.
So anyway, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Anna, would you stop stroking the water bottle?
I just like to see that, you know, it's like all frosted in the.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Don't you think that maybe you're. All right. And Donnie Dobbins. We got guys for Elwood Bush, 602 Thunders. And then the Donnie Dobbins, I think, is the street stock memorial for Donnie Dobbins. So anyway, Anna, don't you sub.
Donnie Dobbins.
Don't you think you subconsciously maybe do sexual stuff because you're so suppressed?
Probably.
Like the way you jack off a water bottle?
Yeah, I think it's a cry for help.
I don't, but it's so easily remedied.
You, like, just have to get some dick, I guess, right? Is that what you're going to tell me?
Now you're putting it on your tits?
Get dick down. I didn't put it on my tits.
But have you ever, can I tell you what guys like a lot? Like a lot.
What?
Even Blitz will tell you.
I'm sure this will be a surprise to me. Go ahead.
Guys like French manicured fingernails.
Is it guys or just you?
Well,
oh, no, that's my favorite.
No, no, like guys. Like not any of that Nicki Minaj bullshit. Like no. I'm talking, like,
no,
you
the
know.
French tips are the best ever,
yeah,
period.
Somebody send me some, you know, like.
Hurry up, let me bing it.
Some guys go crazy over that, Anna, and it makes your hands look so feminine and so mm-hmm. pretty. They make your hands look, instead of looking like you have fucking E.T. fingers, like the way you do, with chewed off willies.
That's my favorite by far.
Phone home, be good.
Stop.
Be
don't
good.
Call me E.T.
Be good. Phone home. God, Lummi, do you like a nice French manicure?
Course. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and he likes when girls have it, too.
Yes, of course.
Hold on. This is... Like, if you're ever in the doghouse with your guy, go get your fucking French tips done.
Oh, that'll make it all better?
Well, it
so
helps.
If I cheat on him, I should just go get my nails done?
Well, duh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on here. Let me find some. No, it can't be too much. Like this right here, that's too much. That's ghetto. That's ghetto. Now that, but that girl's got
the previous one had colored nails with the French tip. That didn't look good.
That looks good.
These all have like that's natural good. Nails with the French tip.
Let me see here.
That's a reverse.
Sure. That's good.
Like
the last one was reverse.
A reverse tip?
Yeah, look.
It's
that's ridiculous.
Cuticles.
That's stupid. Now that's hot, man.
Daddy
that,
life?
That is.
Yeah, but I like the nails with more natural color though.
Yeah, no, don't get any of these.
Don't get Spike Jones.
Yeah,
it was like fucking candy corn.
But that's what girls are getting now. These fucking Dracula looking.
I know.
Shits.
I think it's so gross. That looks good.
Yeah, it looks good. A woman's hands look a little fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here. I'm gonna show you like super hot ones, like that would give me a boner. None of these. those are
ugly.
No. But I'd be
little
like,
glitter.
Like if my girl, I'd be like, take those fucking flowers off there. Mm-hmm. And fuck out of here.
What Hold is this, on. A fucking Snapchat
oh,
filter?
Those are pretty nice.
Yeah, those are nice.
Even though she's got the three little bead deal.
Yeah,
that's
dumb.
That's pretty. Oh, look at those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right fucking there.
Perfect.
Are those are acrylic?
I don't know what the fuck they are. They're hot and they're good on the boys.
Those are too pointy.
Yeah. Okay, so I got the ones.
I mean, can I get them even if my nails are disgusting on the inside?
Yeah, you
like
yes.
They'll just acrylic it over it?
Yes.
I honestly don't know. I've only had one manicure in my life.
What? Oh, now see, that's exactly what you need right there.
Okay.
Right. That's not too much.
Yeah.
That's not. That doesn't say that I work day shift at the dollhouse.
No, that's night shift. That's night shift. For
that's
sure.
Night shifts right there. Yeah. That will probably cost you about. I don't know what the fuck nails cost. I think like.
I don't know.
Maybe $80.
What? That's ridiculous.
No, but yeah, Anna, the first set you get is more. Then they fill them from there. Like the first one.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Do you not?
Oh my gosh!
Do you this, not going to the gym and shit's a lot of work too.
I know, but that's
waking
work,
up
that's
at 4:30. Yeah, but
I enjoy that. Yeah, you know, that looks weird.
That's
a little better. Yeah, that's better.
Nice. You don't think
it looks amazing? It looks great.
I don't like the squared off end. Like
yeah,
that,
it needs
though.
To be more rounded. Yep.
If I pay for a set of nails,
for real, you would?
Yes, I'll pay for a set of nails. For the show.
But it comes like, out of Lumis copay, though.
Like, I'm not trying what? To, like, try. It's not.
Nice.
Anna, it's not because I'm trying to do. I just want to see what you would look like in them.
Okay.
To build your self-confidence up.
Okay.
But you can't.
One nail at a time.
But you can't chew them.
No, I won't chew them.
Because you, you like to chew.
I know, but even if there's paint on my nails, I won't chew them. But
like,
I
doesn't Reagan get her nails like this?
She doesn't need to. She has amazing nails. Like, she should be a hand model. And she does them herself.
Yeah, she
really
should
well.
Be a hand model. Or hand around my cock model.
Oh, so Bubba.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
But yeah, you know, the one time she came to the party, she wasn't wearing no panties.
Oh, really? You've never said that?
When was this?
Pray tell.
Do you guys think that girls not wearing panties? We're at 556 on Facebook. That might be more than you.
That's
oh, no,
that's YouTube.
I would say we're the same exact number on YouTube as well.
Yeah, we're 212 on, or 213 on Facebook.
That's kind of disappointing.
What? Yeah. That's like 750 total more.
That's true. But I like to get.
I know how we can get the numbers up.
On Facebook?
Yeah, we can play my Instagram video from last night.
You what?
What is
oh,
it?
Oh, my God. Did we get the numbers so high?
Who, what?
Cooking She's When I was cooking chicken. My chicken.
But
yeah.
Why don't you stop being a dick?
I'm serious.
And like. Talking when talking?
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know what he's doing.
Heather Wiz said, I wish my boss would pay for my manicures.
I took
Anna manicure. Doesn't even fucking appreciate how cool her boss is.
I know. I get nails. I could get tits. I could get Botox.
I mean, oh, hold on. Think about it for real, Anna.
I know. I feel like such a piece of
what
shit.
What a fucking bitch.
I know. I got yelled at brunch. That's I went to brunch on Sunday.
By who?
By who?
Yeah.
With my friends.
Are they familiar with some of the things that I've offered?
Yeah, I told them. I said, yeah, I can get Botox. I can get tits. Now I'm getting nails. And they're just like, what the fuck?
And they didn't say, your boss, although a bad reputation, is a cool motherfucker.
Yeah, they're like, why don't you get all that stuff? And I go, I don't know about it. And one of them was just very disappointed.
They're just like,
she's like, you can get a free tit job? And I said, best guy in the biz,
yeah,
too.
And not even just a free tit job from, like, Dr. Assbucket, you know, on the south side of St.
I know, Pete. I said, best guy in the biz.
Doctor, if you just would have said his name, if she's lived in Tampa more than 5 years, she would know.
They do know. They listen.
Dr. Diaco?
Yeah, they know.
Yeah, the guy who's done $37 million worth of tits? That guy?
Yep. Yeah.
And what did you say?
Said, I'm not getting them.
And what do they say? You're a dumb C?
One of them looked very disappointed. She's like, are you fucking kidding me? And I go, yeah, I'm not getting them. I like my A naturals.
I like my little.
They're just cute.
But they're.
They're just cute. And they're really convenient. You just put them in your pocket. They don't take up space. You know, they don't look like they're asking for much.
Nobody wants you
very unassuming breasts.
Nobody wants you to get the big fucking 625s. Dan said like a 310,
just
315.
A gummy bear.
Like a big,
what like a 850s.
Like a full B, like a
float
like
away.
A real full B, small C. Just like, you know, really in shape, nice, natural. Why am I even fucking wasting my breath?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I thought Blitz had a Instagram.
So, Anna.
I'll get nails.
It's on the story.
Hold on, though. You're only going to get nails under one fucking condition.
I have to get tits.
No, bitch. You have to fucking, you know, make it a piece of content. If I'm paying for them, they're going to be like $100 to put the, they're like $100 to put the first set on. And then after that, they're like a $35 fill or something.
Can you go to Walgreens and get the press-on ones for like $6 or $7 a set?
But they look like fucking shit. They look like she's going to Pinellas Park.
I mean,
nothing screams.
Get some fucking Lee press-ons.
Nothing screams Pinellas Park more than Lee press-ons with a unicorn fucking artwork.
Yeah.
Hello?
What's up, Bubba? It's Alan in Cincinnati.
Oh. Lummy's favorite person.
I thought you guys would get a kick out of what some dealerships up here are doing with COVID. Car dealerships.
Yeah, let's hear it. Tell them.
So I went to buy a car last week, and you know, I told the guy we weren't. You know, I just wanted to know the exact price, tax, title out the door. So we settle on it. I get there to sign the paperwork, and he tells me that he forgot to tell me that there was a $2,500 charge for a COVID cleanse.
No way!
What?
COVID cleanse?
Yeah. You should have said, I can go down to fucking Walmart and get a $4 bottle of Lysol, squirt the ever-living shit out of the entire fucking deal, and be COVID fucking friendly, you know, whatever.
Man, tell us more.
I told you what I
Lummy,
wanted to do.
We need to get in, Lummy, we need to get into COVID, with the COVID cleansing deal.
Yeah, we need to get
so
a COVID cleanse.
I had the cashier's check there for the car.
Oh, no.
We settled on everything. He goes, well, we already did the service. I was like, well, I'm not paying that.
What'd you do? But,
so I was like, what do you mean you detailed it? He's like, well, no, it's detailed for you. This is a more intricate process.
Oh.
And I got up and I left.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
you take that check back?
I took the check back. I left. I drove Monday 2 hours to Fishers, Indiana, and bought the same car.
Yeah, you showed that guy. You tag him on his media. Oh, you don't have it. Great story.
All right, Alan, for not getting fucking zipped for $2,500.
This is one guy Lummy absolutely hates.
Sign up for something, Jesus Christ.
Oh, Christ.
All right.
Don't yell, Lummy.
Alan, love you, buddy.
All right, let's.
He'll pay a guy $2,500 to fucking COVID cleanse his shit. He won't give us three fucking subs.
No, it won't sub. Won't give Dan what he's owed. Nothing.
So, I'll pay for your, you know, your French deals if you, you know, at least make it a 3-minute video that we can put up on Facebook. Hi, it's Anna. Here's my nails. Naturally, I chew the shit out of them. But I'm walking in this new...
Suki nails long.
By the way, Tyler's girlfriend, Ace, goes to this really good nail place. Tyler, is it off Dale Mabry?
Yeah, it's right by the Chick-fil-A down the road.
Yeah, she swears by this place.
I heard she swears.
Yeah, she swears like a trucker. So, Anna, would you make it some content?
Yeah, of course. Might need someone to hold the camera, but I can make
Not
it
really.
Out. Oh.
I mean, look at they're doing. They don't do both at the same time, don't they?
All right. Well, I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a selfie stick? Or is that beyond you?
What about like a forehead mount?
Like a miner?
A coal miner's you know, fucking GoPro
put your
hat.
Giant phone on?
So, Anna, will you get some really hot French deals?
I can go French.
Okay, I'll pay for it.
Okay.
Tyler, how much does that shit cost? You go with your girl. I think you fucking pay for it. How much does that shit cost? Huh?
It's about like $200-$300.
What? Oh my Jesus Christ, Tyler!
Tyler, you know what? Quit lying.
You're the biggest wedge there is. When you buy a chicken sandwich.
No, it's not.
I'm looking it up online.
No, it's like 50.
It's like
then,
50.
Oh,
and then you
got to
fill them. Like the fill's only like 40.
Yeah, I'm not talking about what she gouged.
Acrylic
like,
nails with French tips. Yeah, around 60.
If you could find us the name of the place, Tyler, we can actually call and ask.
It's Noor Nail Bar.
Crystal Joe.
Crystal Joe.
Crystal Joe.
All right, thank you.
Angela. What's her name? Angela Johnson.
Oh, when she does look at the gel.
Yeah.
Why you not have a boyfriend?
And that's how they do too.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're talking to their girlfriends and they're like, well, they're probably like calling you a dumb
fucking shit,
dumb fucking bitch.
Like,
and then
look
like,
at her nails, they're so nasty.
Fucking nasty bitch. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you so pretty. Why no boyfriend? And they're like, this nasty bitch. Are you fucking kidding me? Who the fuck would go out with her? Look at her. She bites these things right down to fucking zero. Mm-hmm. I bet you she's back here in 2 weeks. Oh, you so cute. Why no boyfriend? You look like horse.
Jesus.
Now you're going to get your... I'm not paying for your feet.
Okay.
I'm just paying for your nails.
Okay.
And I'm hearing about $65 is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, that's what it looks like online, mostly. Right.
What are you going to tip? On, huh?
Yeah, you got to tip.
You got to tip.
Yeah,
you have to tip.
Come on,
tip. I'll tip what, like 10 bucks?
10 bucks. So it's probably 80 all in.
All right. I can cover the cost
of
tip.
I'll give you an $80 budget. I'll give you 80 cash. I think I might have my wallet with me. But I did. If not, I gotta go get it.
Don't worry, Anna. He'll never pay you.
Fuck. What?
No tricks on the list. I got cash for you next week, buddy.
Shut up, Blitz. I'm fucking done with your bullshit.
Didn't he like make food and give it to you today?
Yeah, but he, you know what? I shouldn't even have to pay him to be my nutritionist.
Why is
he should
that,
just
Bubba?
Want it.
Because he should want to help you.
Hold on. Because I pay him a lot of fucking money.
And he should want
to
help you.
Hold on. I never asked to be paid to be your nutritionalist, by the way. You offered it, like, out of nowhere.
I know, but I'm taking a pack now.
I knew you wouldn't pay.
Okay. Will you still do it for me?
I haven't.
Okay, thank
you. I'm buying food with my own money, bringing it in. That's more than what you even wanted to begin with.
I
fed you and Tyler today.
I need to.
And Tyler?
Yeah.
I need to put like 200 a month on your. I said I wanted to put 200 a month on your paycheck, but then you all remember like, well, it's fucking getting taxed on it. I mean, come on, buddy. I got to do it for things like, you know, I'm low on cash, kid.
Right. So why?
So anyway, we'll figure something out because I do know
you're doing
buying.
Like a Zell Willie or something.
Yeah, but that's cash. It's cash.
Okay.
That's cash that I've already paid taxes on.
Maybe $50 a week or something.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh.
What are you, his agent now?
No. Yeah.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Just because you're fucking him doesn't mean you got to stick up for him all the time.
Right.
Can't you stick up for me?
Right.
The guy that's buying your fucking nails?
Okay, Bubba, I really appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Remember, Bubba, she trusts you way more than me. She doesn't trust me.
Oh, God.
No, she does trust you more. She just didn't want to show you a picture of this dude.
It's because she doesn't trust me.
No, because she's scared of what you could potentially do.
Yeah, because she doesn't trust me. That's cool.
It's not about trust.
Why are we going into this?
It's not about trust. It's about potential.
Oh.
You potentially could kill somebody.
So?
That has anything to do with trust. If I see a grizzly bear, I don't fucking, trust that motherfucker. He could potentially kill me. I don't know if that was a very good analogy.
Yeah, that makes it worse, by the way.
But Anna, no feet. Like, what do your feet look like? Are your feet cuter than your feet? Because you don't chew your feet, probably.
No, I'm not that flexible.
But I am.
Do you?
I did when I was a kid, I think.
You chewed your feet?
A little.
I do.
Hello?
Hey, Trickney Ashley.
Hey, Trickney Ashley, how are you? Don't you wish you had a boss like me that was going to put some new tits on you, pay for your nails? Anna's so fucking unappreciative of me.
Well, Anna, I was thinking what would be better content than just going to the salon because it's boring. They don't typically talk to you and whatever. If you got press-on nails, that would be more than 3 minutes of content, that's for sure.
That's what I said.
Do
some Lee press-on nails.
At least try it.
How are you? Don't you wish you had a boss like me that was going to put some new tits on you,
Vortex.
Pay for your nails? I got rid of it. I had to find out where it's going.
Do you want me to do press-ons first, see how they look, and then do the
No!
Yes.
Press-on! Ashley with the trick knee, you dumb bitch!
No, Bubba.
Press-ons are horrible!
Bubba, listen. Double content, Bubba. We can do the press-on content, and then when they look like shit, we can make fun of it, and then go, okay, we'll send you to the salon now.
Yeah. Okay.
And press-ons, I'm trying to, I'm on your side, girlfriend.
Oh, I know you are.
And press-ons are how much? How much are
like
press-ons?
10 bucks.
Yeah, 10 bucks.
I'll get them. I'll get them, like, this week.
And actually,
they're gonna look like shit.
It's okay.
They don't look that bad anymore. Like,
yeah, they actually
COVID,
don't.
Yeah, my friend has.
Well, they don't look like a real,
Actually, Bubba, you'd be surprised. They're actually not that bad.
They're really not.
Like, you don't see bitches on TV and shit like that. Got the press on.
Oh, yes, you do.
You don't know.
Yeah, you do, actually.
Okay, whatever. We're going to go with and the press. How much do the press on? How much to press
ten
on?
Bucks, ten, 10 bucks. 10
bucks. All right, I'll give you 10
bucks. Yeah, 10 bucks. And nails are for a full set. They're not, it's not 80 bucks. It's like, first time is like 55.
They're, I've heard anywhere like, between 55 to 75.
Do they have French tip
but
press ons?
You got to maintain them. That's the thing.
Do they have French tip press ons?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My God. You would
now, Anna, what if you start with these nails and we start with the press on? They look pretty good, but then we take it to the next level and we go right to the, you know,
the real thing,
the real deals. And it just makes you feel like, you know, such a fucking, you know, like, you
a
know,
sexy bitch.
A liberated.
It's like stuffing your bra to see if you want.
Yeah, you're like, man, my fucking fingers look good as shit. Fuck, I feel hot.
Yeah.
My fucking quads are popping. My donk. My dumper's looking good.
Right, you gotta, yeah.
Popping dumper.
Who cares about my fucking tits and my fucking. I look hot as fuck wrapped around some guy's cock.
All dumped out?
Yeah.
Hey,
sorry,
Ash.
Guys, that's all I got.
Hold on. When's the last time you did your wifely duties?
Well, we've been walking around the block.
No, bitch, when did you get face fucked?
No, hold on. Some of these outbursts are not mine, ladies and gentlemen.
Tyler
told
me to say, I'm sorry.
Oh, this, let's go.
Face fucking is cool, though.
Of course it is.
It's tough to find a girl that's into it, but if you can, you got you a good one.
Absolutely. Put a ring on it, right, Bubba?
What?
Put a ring on it.
A cock ring.
Well, I'm never going to put a ring on any. I could find the most. I'll never get married again, ever, ever. I could have a friend with Benny's, and you know, maybe I'll hold your hand, maybe I'll hold your hand.
Hold my hand.
Same thing as get married.
Can you imagine if I'm laying this spiel out to some girl? Listen, I'm never gonna get married.
Oh, I can imagine it. Yes,
and I might hold your hand if we're in the car. Might if nobody's looking.
Why? You'll hold Dad's hand. But you won't hold a girl's hand?
I don't like public shows of affection.
With touch girls.
Dan all the time.
No, that's different, though.
It's not the same.
That's different.
I don't go to the mall holding Dan's hand.
Right.
Who goes to the fucking mall?
Yeah, no one goes to the mall.
That's true. We've established that you don't. You know what? Anna, you and I are having way more in common because I don't want to go to the fucking mall
Neither
either.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to go to the mall.
I want to stay at home, watch Netflix, and fuck.
Hell yeah.
And then pass out.
Yeah. Watch some 9/11 documentary.
And then wake up and you make me breakfast. Extra crispy bacon.
All right, I'll cook you some pig.
Kosher.
Yeah. So Ashley, I started to ask when's the last time you had it kicked out wide, and you're like, and then there was like
Sunday,
some
baby Sunday.
How good was it?
Just good. It's always good.
Lazy dog or
did you get your yeah?
Oh, honey, come on.
How was it, lazy?
Of course she was lazy dog.
She's got
I don't
a trick.
Know. She's got a trick knee.
She's got a trick knee. She can't go doggy.
Yeah. Girl on top might be a little hard with the fucked up knee.
Yeah, girl, right out. If you're a girl, I love to get ridden out, but your knee might start clicking. You know what I'm saying?
Anna, I called for you. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, well, there you
I'm
go.
Just looking out for your knees.
We're just looking out for your knees.
Appreciate you.
Hey, we love you.
You called for Anna?
Love you.
Help her with the nails.
You told her to get shitty press-on nails and then told her that a regular nail is only 50 bucks, bitch. That's not helping Anna out.
Shut up, Blitz. I'm done with you. I don't know why I'm done with you, but anyway.
I was going to say, what did I do?
I don't know.
Yeah, he was sticking up for you, Bubba.
I got a 2-hour drive to fucking...
Oh, in the Crown Vic?
Ocala. Hoping it doesn't rain from 1 till 4.
Where's this Instagram?
What'd you say?
What is this? Is this...
Instagram video.
It's on stories. It's just a stupid fucking story.
Those are my tits.
Oh, hold on.
What? Where?
Hold on. Anna, can you say that again?
Those are my tits.
Those are my little titties.
Oh, fuck. Anna.
Ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
See, Anna, I gotta be honest with you. Just like you're cute, hanging out, cute.
Yeah.
Like you're cute, hanging out. Like God, we just put some tits on you. Blitz, I so wish this would blow up on her.
Yeah.
I watched it.
Fuck, Anna. Fuck, Anna.
I was hoping it'd be a fucking M80.
By the way, Anna, you totally like. You're lucky that didn't fast fuse you because you kind of Blitz. She kind of held on to it a little long.
Yeah.
Fucking Daredevil. Oh, fuck. Anna, fuck, Anna.
And Anna, you didn't get the payoff of the explosion.
Well, that was not my fault.
Well, you should have cut a promo on the person that taped to be like...
Stupid Will.
Stupid fucking Will.
Oh, I'm ready. You're
ready?
Can I show you where you look the absolute cutest?
Where?
Hold on.
I'm ready. You're gonna blow your goddamn hand off. Oh, fuck! Anna, fuck!
Right there.
Oh, she's so cute.
A little bit of chicken fried.
Cold beer on a Friday night.
That's what that song is too, isn't it? Right.
That's when you look the cutest. Look cute, cute.
Cute, cute.
Ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
I'm like, why do you even wear a top?
Huh?
Not for mine.
It's just my video, although it sucks, I was joking, but it's on the story.
Well, where's the story at?
It's where all the Instagram stories are at.
What do you got to go hit at the bubble?
Just click
Army
on the
thing?
Stories. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, on the stories.
It'd be the first one.
It doesn't say stories.
It's Instagram. Click on the circle.
You got to click the circle, Bubba Army.
Yeah,
thing?
Click on where the stories are at.
I never knew that. Did you let me?
No.
Bullshit.
I don't. Bullshit. Shit's
Instagram can fuck off. You know, sometimes you keep it up forever. Sometimes you keep it up for...
I'm out back under a tent right now because it's raining out and there's no patio or anything.
Hey, Blitz. I can't.
There's your chicken.
Chicken on the grill.
There's your chicken, Sponge.
Man, you keep your grill tight, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Under a little pop-up tent because it's raining. But it's actually really nice out. And this chicken's
you keep your
good.
Grill tight.
Yeah. Nice and clean.
Yeah, fuck, yeah. I'd fuck you just over your grill, buddy.
Thank you.
It's nice.
Over the grill, too.
Mm. I keep my shit right, man. Come on.
Keep it right. Keep it tight.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find you.
Who are you? 16. You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Okay.
Who are you? 16. You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Okay.
Who put that together?
Rhett.
No. Okay. That explains it. 16.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Not that guy.
Let me. This was in used to be able to be active, buddy.
Yeah, now I'm just dumb.
Yeah.
No, you're not dumb.
Before you had a kid and couldn't do anything.
Let me. Now, what's this?
It's him leaving the hospital.
That's the nurse wheeling me out.
Look at
everything in my bag. I took everything.
There's Anna. Now, Anna, is this girlfriend one of the girls that are telling you, God, you're stupid as fuck because I can get $6,000 titties?
She was at brunch, but she didn't tell me that I was stupid.
Is this girl cool?
She's my best friend.
She looks pretty cool.
She's
she married?
Super cool. Yeah, she is.
She likes to blast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got kids.
Oh, she's got kids?
Mm-hmm.
Lummy, look at this. Poor guy.
Yeah.
But Lummy, you are feeling good on that. Like, that's a much better gurney deal than you had earlier on.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that's
like that's a California King compared to what you're in.
Yeah, that's a Cadillac of beds.
I mean, I know it sucked to be in there for nearly 4 days, but was it kind of cool to get some rest and, like, you know, not have to be splitting wood and fucking feeding goats and hauling trash
and
Bubba
gave mowing
you
vacation
lawn.
From life.
No, they didn't let me rest because they came in every 3 hours to prod and poke me.
Is that from Dan's Luxury Box?
Yeah.
The game on Thursday.
Let me, I do need to pay you for all that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I think we determined it was like, what, like 500?
Yeah.
So on the Blitz, are paychecks next?
Yes.
Thursday?
Yep.
So I have to have everything by in Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Can you remind me?
I will.
Lummy, I'm going to give you $500 on your paycheck.
Oh, thank you, Bubba.
To pay for the game tickets and parking and all that.
Oh, thank you.
And then when do you think your hospital bill will come in?
Well, first of all, on that, Dan and Jay both told me to give it to them,
yeah,
because they'll really do wonders with it.
Especially
and then after that, what we find out your copay is, I'm going to work with you on that too, buddy. For real, I mean, the show caused you this issue. It's the least I, and that should show you the new Bubba. I mean, come the fuck on, give me some break, give me some credit.
Yeah. Yeah, you used to fire guys for using their insurance.
No, that guy abused the insurance.
Yeah, but you have to admit that
of
that
course
guy.
He did.
He's one of the, yeah.
Oh my God, on
33.
Let me, this is the best ever. Well, I do this every week.
Oh. We gotta do this every week, he says.
I'm not Catholic, it doesn't matter. I gotta do something.
Let me, just take the whole fucking thing. Let me, I don't know if we should be. You might want to pull this down because
PTSD. Lummy's gonna
have
a panic attack.
Well, this could be incriminating.
Oh.
Yeah.
In your mouth.
You might use this video to take the whole empire down, kid.
Never would, Tia.
Use your Michael Jackson glove.
Oh, so I did get heat with my sister yesterday.
I thought you said everything was fine.
I thought you guys
were
good.
Well, it didn't end well.
What?
Oh, wait, Bubba.
You said everything was fine, and that was it.
She pissed me off.
Oh, what?
She pissed you off?
Yes. I send her another text. I love you. You
couldn't just leave well enough alone. You had to keep going.
She said hashtag family.
No. Then she writes back this fucking shit.
Oh, no.
About, yeah. And so what has happened is people here at work think that they can go to Tara, and I only, you know, that I'm kind of scared of Tara.
Well, I mean, by people here at work, you mean all of us.
Oh, who's?
Yes, all of you fuckers. Namely, with the motherfucker right beside you.
Oh, hey, Paul.
Jesus.
Paul.
Okay.
I said, please don't be mad at me anymore. I'm not. I just want you to realize how blessed you are to have employees who are loyal that will do anything for you. You need to be good to them. Everyone else has always fucked you over and betrayed you. You have a good crew and that you can't put a price on. You're the most talented and funny radio personality out there. Uplift them and don't tell them they're dumb. It's not a good look. You're better than that. Your career is skyrocketing. I'm so proud. I love you. I go, who do I tell that to? She says, everyone that works for you. Not all the time, but just in general. Not trying to be adversarial. Your show is really good right now. You don't even realize how naturally funny you and the show is. Focus on that and you will dominate. I'm just getting ready to leave work. I said, Tara, stop. She said, nobody has said anything to me about it. I'm just opening up to you. It's your show, not my business, but I'll always have your back. I said, I know exactly how this is working. They think because I put you over so hard that they can all come to you. That's not the dynamic that I want for or will work. So she says, nobody has come to me. I don't want any drama. I'm even sorry for bringing this up, but I don't want you always to be negative. I said, I've been doing this for 36 years. I can't tell you what I said because some of it's involving you guys. And so, Blitz, can you see where I'm coming from at all a little bit?
Yeah, but I don't think anyone here, I can't talk for Tyler, but he's also in a different position. I don't think any of us have ever gone to Tara complaining about anything around here.
Nope.
All of us. She's very close to Anna. She's very close to Lummy. She's very close to you.
For sure.
And she's very close to Tyler. Motherfucker that works here, she's super close to.
Absolutely.
So she's taken it upon herself to say that I treat people negatively. And you know what? That just shows you, because I don't treat people negatively here.
Nope.
But I really don't. We get adversarially on the air, and sometimes I have to be the boss, and it happens on the air. But I don't know. I just thought it was kind of out of bounds getting up in my fucking business like that.
But I mean, I don't think any of us have gone to her. Like, obviously, we all interact with her somehow. You know, we either do shows with her or, you know, I mean, and Tyler's different. He's family, like 100% family. Yeah. So that's that. You can't really count that. Of
that little
sellout.
Well, fencing $20 cash.
I don't mean it like that. Actually,
no, I do. I mean, he's a straight sellout.
Well, that's fine. But I mean it like in a positive way. But and like I interact with her every now and then, but it's not like I've never gone to her complaining about you.
I know that, but you can see she listens to the radio.
Yeah.
And I almost said stop being a fucking mark. But I figured out there would be more problems.
Right.
Okay. Even the things I said, I'm like, listen, Tara, I put every one of these employees over. And I don't know if everyone, and I'll just flat out fucking be honest. I said, I don't know if any one of my current co-hosts could be a co-host in the same type of dynamic that they have with me for any other radio personality in the world. I don't know of any other radio personality that would put you guys over to the extent that I put you over, trying to give you the rub, trying to put you over. I don't try to quell anybody's put overness. I try to put
encourage
you over.
It, yeah.
And I I don't have a bunch of seasoned veterans in here that come from large markets that have been huge co-hosts at four other radio stations and have put your time in. I mean, none of you...
Other than Shannon, you've never had that.
And none of you have really been in radio to the extent that I have. None of you have been in radio where you had to pay the old school radio mentality where you started in Terre Haute and you ended in Chicago after seven stops. Like, none of you guys know that. None of you guys have had to do that. I have fast-tracked you to national syndication. Blitz, your first radio job, and Lummi, your first radio job, started at a very high pinnacle, at a very high position.
Yeah.
And so when she says that, because she's listening to the air and she hears me gets on Blitz, or she hears me gets on Lummi, or she hears me gets on Anna for whatever transparent. First of all, the dynamic of the show is to be adversarial on the air. So you can't even take that wrinkle out of it. I mean, how shitty would it be on the show? It's like, hey, Anna, I have something to discuss with you off the air today.
Oh.
No, that does nothing for what we do. The Bubba Army's like, I want to fucking hear what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of our cult-like following is that we air, I would say, nearly 90% of our indifference on the air.
Mm-hmm.
That's the dynamic that we do. That's what's got us to the dance. Not only now, but, you know, back when I, you know, Blitz, I've always, you know, done things on the air. And so it just, and I'm not, I don't want anybody to be mad at me. I'm not trying to talk shit about anybody, but I don't know that when somebody says that to me, especially my sister, I don't know that she understands really the true dynamic of what we have and how this place works. I think that's more of a listener's perspective than it is somebody that truly knows what I'm doing and what I'm providing. Let me shut up now and you guys say something. You guys expand on that.
I don't think a lot of people understand the dynamic that all of us have. Yeah, like outside the radio.
No, but I'm talking about like when she says, I mean to everybody. That's what I took.
I mean, maybe telling people they couldn't get a job anywhere else is mean to people. And that's how she sees it.
Okay, but it's the truth. It's the truth. Like, am I supposed to say, hey, Lummi?
Yes, sir.
You can fuck up all you want, buddy, okay? Including the levels being fucking jacked up. You can totally make rookie mistakes because you know what, Lummi? I guarantee you can get a job with any other radio personality in this town. Like, I promise you, the minute that you leave here, you're going to be able to, you know, probably make four or five phone calls and have a job by tomorrow in radio as a co-host, nationally syndicated.
Oh.
You think you can?
No.
But you think you could?
No. And I mean, there's not many of those out there.
Right. So, like, she's like, oh, you're mean to... Motherfucker, I'm not mean to any of these motherfuckers. I love these motherfuckers. I may manage a little bit differently than some, but deep down, I got every motherfucker's back here. And I may fuck with Hannah and say, bitch, you ain't going nowhere. I love the shit out of you. You know that.
I know.
I love fucking with you, but I love the shit out of you. Blitz, I love the shit out of you. Lummi, I love the fucking shit out of you.
I don't think she doubts that. And I don't think that she's even saying that what you're saying isn't true. Like, we all know that, you know, radio's dying, and this, is, at least for me, is probably my last stop. But I think she's just making a comment about how you manage, not
everybody
telling the
everyone
truth.
That works for you, not all the time, but just in general. Not trying to be, hold on.
What time was this?
I just want you to know how blessed you are and how blah, blah, blah. You have a good crew. You're blah, 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 blah. It's not a good, you're the most talented and funny radio personality out there. Uplift them and don't tell them how they're dumb. It's not a good look, and you're better than that. Is she believing, like, I'm torn, Blitz, because she knows my shtick. She knows where everybody has come from.
Right.
And does she not know that I'm the dumbest motherfucker here? Who gets called dumbest the most? Me.
Oh.
Well, Daddy, you do. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, Blitz, as negative as you're trying to be, and you're probably texting her right now.
I am not.
Is the joke 70% on me, mostly?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
So, like, for her to say that means it makes me feel like somebody's reached out to her and you know, said something of that nature. And, you know, she's using this opportunity. 70% on
hello?
Me, mostly.
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. No, wait a minute. Blitz, would you... deduct that? Would you come up with that same reasoning?
It does
if you
seem
were...
like that. Now, before any of that, like, did you say, like, I mean, did you ask her, hey, like, what can I do to make this better? Or was there any of that?
I said, who do I do that to? Meaning, like, who do I...
Like, who ratted you out?
Yeah, like, you're the most talented and funny radio personality out there. Uplift them. And don't tell them they're dumb. It's not a good look. You're better than that. Your career is skyrocketing, and I'm proud of you, and I love you. I said, who do I do that to? Everyone that works for you. Not all the time, but just in general. Not trying to be adversarial. Your show is real good right now. You don't even realize how naturally funny you are. Focus on that, and you will dominate. I'm like, bitch, what are you fucking talking about? I just said, Tara, stop.
Well, I know that when she came in to do a podcast one day, Lummy was here, and I said something, and I was like, oh, Lummy, you're dumb. And she got mad at me. She's like, don't call someone dumb. Like, she got heat with me about that. And I was like, I'm just messing with him. She's like, I don't care. I don't want to hear that about anybody.
Well, then.
And that was in person.
God.
I think she's just, like, she's sensitive about that stuff.
It's not me.
And Lummy said, Lummy's like, I don't care, but.
Well, we didn't understand.
Thank you, Lutz.
I said, I've been doing this for 36 years. Not one of my co-hosts have come with a ton of experience from other shows. I've given them the experience and the stage to be a major co-host. I've put them in these positions, and I'm very proud of all of them. That's what I said. I mean, isn't that the truth? I've put you in these positions.
Yeah, I think, like I said, the only person you've had with experience was Shannon Burke.
Right.
I don't think anybody else you've had working for you had.
And I don't think
all.
She's contesting that you're lying. Like, that's not what's on the table. She's just making a comment about how you manage. Like, you're obviously telling the truth.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
Yeah, see?
Why are you jumping to conclusions? That's not at all what my point is. And here's what I said.
Oh, Christ.
From Cowhead to Manson... to Lummix.
From the windows to the wall.
To Tuttle. I have the ability to put people over.
I don't think she was saying anything opposite of that, though.
So, but here is what she says.
Okay.
And this is what pisses me off.
Okay.
Be nice to Lummy.
Oh.
She's so hold
on.
Hold on. This is what pisses me the fuck off.
Yeah, Lummy.
Be nice to Lummy. Everybody loves him. That's my point, period.
Oh. Okay.
I said, be nice to Lummy. Are you fucking kidding me? I've taken a guy that would never get a chance to be a major co-host, and I've made him an absolute fucking superstar. I love that guy. .. Unreal. So
did she reply to that?
No, she. I think she knows.
Like, what time was that yesterday?
I'll tell you exactly. It was at 6:30 p.m.
Oh, so it was kind of, I was getting late.
What are you saying, fucking bitch?
What?
I
didn't know if it was in the afternoon or at night. Like, I didn't know when it was.
So, like, am I not be nice to Lummy? I'm just gonna be that. Outside of the chip deal and the natural shtick that Lummy plays, I absolutely am phenomenal to Lummi.
Yes. And I'll show you my phone. I've told your sister that many times. You can look at all my messages.
And like, it's just like, I get such the bad rap because of the shtick that we got with Lummi. And Lummi did get hurt on this chip deal. And I'm going to do everything I can to make it right because I am somewhat responsible for it. And like, I just think it was, I don't know. Nobody wants to talk shit about Tara. And I'm the only motherfucker that really keeps it real around here. And I'm going to probably end up getting in trouble. But I mean, Blitz, like, that's kind of bullshit. That's kind of bullshit on the way our fucking dynamic works. And the fact that, you know, do I not get any fucking credit for the, I don't know, $32,000 a month it takes to run this fucking business and to pay everybody and to give everybody this forum? Yes, in turn, I get great co-hosts and great content. You get what you pay for. And everybody is not nearly compensated like they should be. But in the day and age, I don't know if my sister or anybody that would scrutinize how I treat my people understand how fucked up radio is right now, and that this, even though this opportunity may not be picture perfect, it's better than 95% of other radio opportunities.
Oh, absolutely.
Of which most are not available right now.
100%. And never will be again.
Radio is done. It has turned into a voice track and jukebox. In fact, the girl that I have been talking to, Anna, worked at 96K Rock in Fort Myers, and she's now doing she's producing podcasts and doing voiceover work and commercials. She has a ton of experience, but the reason why she's contacting me is because she got fired from Beasley. They're like, we're voice tracking your show now from some schlep that we're paying out of Boston.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's easier to syndicate. Yeah.
Your midday job is no longer that $31,000 that we were paying you for middays and running the website and running the fucking this and doing promotions and doing fucking 3 hours of production. That's gone. We're no longer, it's not available. And so like,
yeah, your job's not gone. That job is gone.
That job's gone. And so our dynamic is different. We have carved out a niche to be able to stay in radio, but not only stay in radio, but kind of have fun at what most people can't do.
Mm-hmm.
Most people have to do a corporate 4-hour program. It's usually not 4 hours of spoken word. It's playing some music and doing some stupid shit. And with policies on what you can and cannot say, with your Twitter and your Instagram being policed, even if you're allowed to participate in that. And then the content that you create while on their air, which is the majority of the content that you're, is not yours. Mm-hmm. You don't have the ability to redistribute that in any way, shape, or form. You don't have your own facilities. You can't come and go as you want. You can't get high out back. You can't fuck. You can't do nothing. So for when my sister says, my sister, who is my fucking absolute angel, says that I am mean to everybody and I got a general negative attitude and I should prop people up instead of tearing them down. I don't think I tear people down nearly like you think I do. And secondly, I don't know if you know, Tara, how fucking valuable the stage and business template that I have created. Now, I have people that have helped me create. Let's just be honest. Blitz has opened up and maintains most of those avenues.
Trying.
Lummi pitches in and does a lot. Tyler is doing more. Anna is doing more. Mm-hmm. Anna, the podcast, quite frankly, I'm just going to be honest with you, is fucking killing it. And I'm so awesome, thankful for that.
I mean, I'm happy.
So it just coming from my sister who knows the business, Blitz, who has seen me at my worst and seen me get back on top and knows the show's in an upward, is it trajectory?
Yep. It is.
To pull, at the end of the day, if you're just going to fucking champion Lummi, You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like, for instance, you know, Carrie, the girl who does your podcast with you?
Yep.
I saw her Monday, okay?
Yeah.
Just the absolute salt of the earth, bitch.
She really is.
I think Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Nashville, Tennessee. And, you know, that girl, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And she paid me the absolute biggest compliment that I've been paid in probably 3 years with regards to radio. And the bitch knows nothing about radio.
What fencing $20 cash?
What'd she say?
She said, I know Bobby Bones. I do Bobby Bones' now wife's, you know, face stuff.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And I've been in Bobby Bones' facility, his new one. And his place looks like a dump compared to your studios and what you got on. And when I walked in, now she's been in iHeart corporate Bobby Bones facility a lot. She's done, mm-hmm. she's actually podcasted.
Yeah,
she's
done his podcast before. Yeah.
She was like somewhat of a regular.
Yeah, yeah, and she was like, you know, like a beauty tip expert kind of deal.
Exactly.
What, you know, what girls can do to their faces and shit.
Yeah.
And when she said, I walked into your studio and I was blown away by. Now, let me just be honest. Bobby Bones, not talking any shit about Bobby Bones, but Bobby Bones is arguably one of the largest syndicated.
For sure.
Know, he's like iHeart's guy. I mean, like, he's
the Ryan Seacrest of country.
He's the Ryan Seacrest of country. He's a top five guy in the industry with regards to being distributed. And when she, who doesn't really know anything about radio and doesn't have a dog in the fight, said, your facility is absolutely breathtaking compared to his. That makes me feel really, really proud of what we got.
She calls it the compound.
And it's what it is.
Yeah.
It's Clem compound.
Mm-hmm.
But Tara, I hope you don't hear this or get to this or listening to this. One, I hope the locks aren't changed when I get home. But two,
stuff on the lawn.
It hurts my feelings for you to say that I treat my people so badly when I don't necessarily know if you know what you're talking about. Because maybe on the show, it may seem that way. But I don't think it's really that way. I mean, if it is that way, then set me straight. I manage people and broadcast with people differently than anybody you guys will ever do radio with.
Or work for in general.
But is it necessarily in a bad, negative way? I mean, could you have the same dynamic that you have here any other place in radio?
No, of course not.
No.
And is it all bad?
No,
some of it's kind of bad, I guess.
They give me $10.62.
Listen, there's going to be, like, benefits and costs to every job, but obviously we're all here. We all want to be here because this job is fun as fuck, and we're willing to deal with whatever costs, you know, come at that,
like,
expense.
95% of this job is, like, the most fun I've had at a job, period. About 4%'s like, okay. And then 1%'s like, holy fuck, that really sucked. But
yeah, but it's being it's owned by a madman.
Right, we
and
know
that's
that.
Why we want to work here, because you're fucking insane, but you're super fun.
Right.
I told you this before, you're the funnest person I've ever met in my life. You're so fun. I mean, even when you're insane, even when you're kind of like mad, or even when, you know, when you're on the reef or whatever, you're just fun.
On the reef. Bitch wants to put me on the reef now all she can.
I know.
Yeah. It's just so funny.
No, like this job is absolutely awesome. Like, is there some downside to it? Sure, but there is for every job.
Exactly. No job's going to be perfect.
And look, the couple times that there is, like, really down, it really sucks. Like, there's some really bad stuff. But,
yeah,
like,
you just
go
buy a basketball.
It's fucking
it.
Awesome.
But, Anna, you know what? It's not as bad as getting called into Keith Lawless and saying, Pac Sam, bitch.
Oh, that was bad.
No, I'm just saying.
No, like, I have
as
so
bad
much
as
freedom
ever,
here.
Yeah, you do. Like,
I have, and I'm all about freedom, baby, you know? I can do what I want. You don't really give a fuck. There's no corporate whatever. I could smoke weed. I could snort coke off people's penises. You don't give a fuck what I do, and I appreciate that.
I don't give a fuck if you get on your 9/11 show. Just go fucking absolutely insane.
Exactly. I don't. If I can do ecstasy every weekend, you don't give a fuck as long as I'm here on time and I do my job.
Right. So how, like, and then for her to fucking wrap it all up with the Lummy deal, to me, man, just real. I mean, it's like, okay, is this about Lummy? Is this about Lummy? Because Lummy, I know you're Stockholm.
Maybe she was just testing you.
I know your shtick is to fucking love me unconditionally. But at the end of the day, Lummy, deep down, bitch, you know I got your fucking back. Like, I got your back, buddy, and I appreciate you more than... I don't even know if you know how much I love you and appreciate you.
Bubba, I can show you the text messages I sent to Tara all this weekend about how much I like,
please,
you know.
Don't kill Bubba.
Yeah, but she just thinks that I got you Stockholmed.
Well, I mean...
We're all a little Stockholm, Bubba,
and here's the deal, Lummy, and here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
And I don't want you mad at me. But, like, if you would be miserable and you would think this is not fair, you know, you absolutely are free to go.
But I don't say anything.
Yeah, Lummy, you don't have to be here if you don't
want
to.
Yeah, Lummy, if you don't want to commit at all anymore, that's cool. We, you know.
Poor Lummy, we're freaking him out.
I don't do anything. I'm just sitting here.
But the bottom line is, and I'm not making this about me, but I don't know if any of you, not based on talent, just based on where you came from and what you're used to and the fun that we have here, I think every one of you would take a shit on a regular radio job.
Well, clearly that happened with me, so.
I mean, yeah. But, like, you know, Blitz, like, if you literally worked at Beasley as an engineer.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be an engineer. I wouldn't be a co-host.
No, I know. And I think you like being a co-host.
I love it.
And so you'd have to go be a fucking engineer, and of which you wouldn't be the head engineer. You'd have to be working for somebody.
Right.
And you don't work well with others. Let's be honest.
I mean, I don't think that's necessarily true.
Well, I'm just saying. And let me, I mean, I don't know what you would be doing in regular radio. Nothing. Unless I've made you, you know what? I think I got it fucking all wrong. I think I've made you so goddamn popular that you could absolutely go get a job just being on Lummy. I mean, fuck, you might win Creative Loafing Up and Coming Yippee-O.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you do.
Thank you, Bubba.
So anyway, Tara, I mean, I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, God.
Stupid fucking bitch.
Oh,
don't take this the wrong way. I fucking hate you.
Stop.
No, but like, I mean, Blitz, I'd be a pussy if I didn't stand up for myself.
Right. I thought this morning when you said, like, everything was good.
Be nice to Lummy. Everybody loves... See, so after all the bullshit and I call her out, this is how she ends it. Be nice to Lummy. Everybody loves him. That's my point, period. Well, no fucking shit. He's the most over. He's one of, next to Ned, he's the most over guy I've ever had.
Do you think... Because I said this a minute ago, and Anna kind of said, oh, maybe, but do you think that she was just testing you?
Testing me for what?
Because earlier you were like,
"What is to test?"
Well, remember, because it was a whole like, just be worried about Lummy, not about you and her and all that. Remember, what Tarek said.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's something I think she, and, you know, because she's in the business world. Like, that's the kind of stuff they do.
I go, be nice to Lummy. Really?
That guy.
Anyway, I said, and I did. And anyways, aww, thanks for the input.
Okay.
Well, at least you left it nice.
I've taken a guy that would never have had a chance in radio and made him the most popular personality ever on my program next to Ned. And you call that mean to him. Unreal. And then she ghosted me.
Oh, so you didn't leave it off in a nice... You left it off of unreal text.
I thought you guys
were
cool.
I think we're cool.
Bye-bye.
Oh, this morning it was like hashtag family, all Jesus, about love.
I'm getting my own place.
Does Jesus know anything?
I've been saving some money. I'm not talking to Jesus, because here's Jesus asking me, well...
Hey, babe.
You be Bubba, and I'll be Tyler Jesus.
Jesus, have you talked to Tara?
Yeah, hello.
What'd she say?
Not much.
Yeah. So it's like he's on the sports show.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
No. All right, I got to get my Crown Vic. I got to make sure I got tire pressure in it.
Yeah, you
got
to get the fuck out of here.
And I got to go get on the skid steer for 4 hours today, which is going to put me behind.
And then you got to drive
I'm
2 hours
already
there,
in fucking bad
2 hours
mood.
Back.
Be happy.
Oh, man.
Are you going to talk to your dad about who the best race car drivers are?
So, Anna, are you going to do the press-ons?
Yeah, I'm going to do the press-ons, and they're going to look super good.
And I'm going to pay. I'll pay for the press-ons.
No, I got the press-ons.
No, I got it.
I'll do the press-ons and you do the real thing.
I'll give you a $10 bill tomorrow when you walk in here. If When you walk in with press-ons, I'll give you $10.
Okay, that's fair.
And then we'll figure out. Then we'll, but maybe it'll stop you from chewing.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
What are we gonna do with Lummy and his chewing?
Well, Blitz, why'd you even bring that up?
Oh, that's right. Fuck, I forgot. That's right.
Be nice to Lummy.
Lummy, I brought you. I bought some sour nail polish stuff. I'll bring it in for you.
Thank you, Blitz.
So stop you from.
You might want to get a hold of my sister. So you're getting me heat, bitch.
Yeah, Lummy, get a hold of his sister and tell him about the heat.
I'll see her today. Be like, stop getting me heat, bitch.
And you don't see what even. He wouldn't even come hard on, bitch. He's like, bitch.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. See you guys later. Oh, the masked media MILF.
Yes.
25 minutes away.
Yep.
Be interesting to see your comments. It's the first one. It'll get better. Bye. Debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.